The Gospel reading in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. The Spirit then led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. After their fast, he was, as you can imagine, hungry, but he was also curiously stronger when the tempter came to Jesus.
If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.
It is written, man does not live by bread alone. Rather, he lives on every word that comes from the mouth of the Eternal One.
The point, of course, is not that Jesus couldn't have turned these stones to bread. A little later in the story, he can make food appear when he needs to. But Jesus doesn't work miracles out of the blue, for no reason, for show or proof or a spectacle. He works them in intimate, close places. He works them to meet people's needs and to show them the way to the kingdom. Then the devil took Jesus to the holy city, Jerusalem. And he had Jesus stand at the very highest point in the holy temple.
If you are the Son of God, jump! And then we will see if you fulfill the scripture that says, he will command his heavenly messengers concerning you, and the messengers will bear you in their hands, so that you will not crash or fall or even graze your foot on a stone.
That is not the only thing Scripture says. It also says, do not put the Eternal One, your God, to the test.
And still the devil subjected Jesus to a third test. He took Jesus to the top of a very high mountain, and he showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world in all their splendor and glory, their power and pomp.
If you bow down and worship me, I will give you all these kingdoms.
Get away from me, Satan. I will not serve you. I will instead follow Scripture, which tells us to worship the Eternal One, your God, and serve him only.
Then the devil left Jesus, and heavenly messengers came and ministered to him. This is the word of God for us, the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, your grace is so abundant that even when we fall into temptation, when we do not pass the test, your mercy is there. Help us to be open to the words that you have in store for us today, that during this season of Lent, we might say yes to you and no to the other spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay.
How many of you have, since you were a child, have that, describe to me how the devil or Satan looks like? Yes, because you know how
horns.
With the
horns,
all right, and then what else with the horns?
Pitchfork.
With a
pitchfork.
I don't know why a pitchfork, right? And then what else?
Red,
right? And then a tail. Yes. Wow. Evil has a picture, or Satan. In the Gospel, in the New Testament, it's called the Evil One, Satan, or the Beelzebul. It's the evil, the presence of evil. Okay, how many believes that evil, or the devil, or Satan is real? Yes. Okay, how many believes that it is not? Okay, it is not. Okay. So, the presence of evil is very evident the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke talks about Jesus being sent into the wilderness by God the Father, okay? After baptism, Jesus was sent into the wilderness. How many days? 40 days. How many have fasted here? How many have fasted? Okay, all right. I see a few hands. Yes, well, I belong to the majority. It is not easy to fast, right? I think the 30 hours of famine last week with the youth, they did it for a few hours. But it is not easy to fast for 40 days, but some people have done it. Those who are really determined have done fasting, only liquid, only water, but no solid foods for 40 days. Because they wanted to follow Jesus as example. But it is for those who have medical conditions, don't attempt. All right? But these 40 days of fasting has prepared our Lord Jesus Christ, who was completely human. He was hungry. He was very, very hungry physically. Remember, I love to watch Madagascar. How many have watched Madagascar? And there was a time when one of the characters was so starving and hungry that when he looks at his friend, he looks at them as if they're steak or they're chicken just to devour. And I believe Jesus must have felt the same way. He was starving, he was hungry physically, but his spirit was very strong because he just came from being intimate with God the Father in the wilderness for 40 days, dwelling in the Word of God. And so, in the first picture, okay, this is one of the pictures I took. This is one of the pictures of the wilderness. This wilderness is between Jerusalem and the Dead Sea. And everything, as you can see, are rocks and sand. And if you are starving, if you are fasting, you might be looking at them like bread, right? Yes, possible. And the devil here said, if you are the Son of God, well, you're hungry. It just makes sense for you to turn those stones into bread. Then so that you will be filled. The devil was concerned, right? The devil was concerned after Jesus' well-being. If Jesus was not grounded in the word, well, that's good. Okay, let's do that because I'm really starving. But then he was aware of the temptation and said, no. Yes, man can live by food, but man cannot live by food alone, not by bread alone. The word of God is important. The word that comes from God that we need to feed on is also more important than this bread that fills our tummy. This season of Lent, we are called to abstain. You know, abstinence, we are called to... What are those physical things that we can abstain from so that we will be grounded in the Word? Meditating more on the Word, praying more, being in small groups to study, being in small groups to do devotions, and being alone to devote time to pray and to do Lenten reflection. This is what the invitation is about. So if you happen to go out, there is a table there with all the Lenten reflections every day. There is brief reflections. And this will be the food that we need for our soul. There is always that empty space. There is always that vacuum in our soul, in our being, that once it is not connected with God, it is restless. It is, our spirit is restless. That is why Saint Augustine said, my heart is restless until it rests in you, O God. Some people will try, human beings will try to fill that with so many other things that will destroy your spirit and your body. Because according to James Newton Pauling, deliver us from evil, anything that destroys the human spirit, anything that destroys a human person is evil. So, if we are guided by the word, you know, just dwelling and reflecting on the word of God will help us to resist the temptation that we need to just fill our hearts with all those that can fill our tummy. Never mind the heart, never mind our soul, never mind our spirit. The human body is made up of this physical, you know, this thing that Jesus had, this physical flesh and blood that we have, and also our soul that unites us with God, that connects us with God. So if we are feeding, if we are taking care of our physical bodies, this physical being, we need to also to take extra care of our soul. And that is how to be grounded in worship, in Bible study, in devotion, in prayer, as an individual in your privacy of your own room or own space, and as a community. And this is in celebration of the Women's History Month. I would like to mention Susanna Wesley, the mother of John and Charles Wesley, the father of our Methodist faith. You know, Susanna has more than a dozen kids. How many have seven here? Millie is not here. How many has Millie? How is it to have six kids, right? But how many are seven in the family? Seven, all right. You know how it is. How many is how was it?
A lot,
right? Imagine more than 12. And so Susanna loves her children. Susanna is devoted to teaching her children. Oh, you know, he was their first teacher. There were no kindergarten, there were no pre-K, there was no elementary school. But Susanna made sure she had time for each one to teach them reading, writing, arithmetic, and all the other English literature. But then he took time, even though she loved all her kids so much, she took time to be with God. Imagine 12 and then taking still time to be with God, because she knew that was important for her to be grounded, to know, to be focused, to remain centered in God in whatever she did. And do you know what she did? So that means the children cannot talk to her. The children cannot, it's just like, you know, when you teach your kids, when the door of the bedroom is locked, do not disturb me. And you have to knock before you enter. You know, that is good for your own mental health and for them to be disciplined too. But Susanna Wesley, when she is in devotion and meditation, do you know what she does? What she did? At the kitchen table, when she sits with her apron, she will sit and then cover his head with the apron. That means no one can distract her, no one can disturb her, because that is her time with God. Imagine 16 kids in one house that is a parsonage and it was small. So she needs her time to be with God. And the children knew about it. The children, oh, Mom is having time with God. How do our children know that there is now time for God? One of the devotions that is on the table is a mealtime prayer. Why not make an evening meal when everybody gathers, a time just to say a prayer? Let's say a brief prayer. You know, they will look at you weird. Mom, why are we praying? Mom, what is wrong? Are you sick? Right? But just pause and even start with the silence. Let's thank God for today, for the meals we are about to receive. Oh, thank God for the day that is over. Let our friends, let our children, let our personal life know that there is an alarm and it is our time to be with God. Because now the second thing that is important is when the devil or the Satan said to Jesus, "Oh, okay, let me fly you to the holy city and to the temple. Wow, that is a place for worship. That would be cool." Satan, the devil, acknowledges that Jesus is a Jew and the whole temple is important for Jesus as a Jew. Alright? So, the devil took him to the top of the pinnacle of the temple. And this temple, when you stand at the top, there is this, you can see everything on the temple. And this is where words of praise, where words are spoken and people listen and follow. And the devil said, "Oh, just jump down." And the Bible said, quoting the Bible, and the Bible said, the angels will come and rescue you. Jesus knew what the devil was up to. Jesus knew and he was aware. And so she was able to say, "Do not, the Bible says, do not tempt the Lord your God. Or do not put your God to the test." And when the third one comes, can you put the next slide, please? That's the temple. This was the reconstructed temple. And the devil took Jesus in a high place. I wonder where will this be in this temple? Whether it will be in this part or at the highest part of the temple. And then at the third temptation, Jesus was brought by the devil to that high mountain. And the next slide, please. That is the mountain, one of the highest mountains in Palestine. And the devil was trying to be slick. You know, slick, right? And said, "You know what? I will give you everything that you can see. Just worship me." That's power. "I will give you everything. Just worship me." And Jesus said, what did Jesus say? "You shall worship only the Lord your God." Wow. Jesus is able to resist temptation because she was grounded. Prior to this temptation, Jesus was in total fasting and taking that time to be in the wilderness to be with God. That's why he was able to remain firm and strong in her faith, not to be tempted, not to pass the test. I remember ...15 years ago... I was a teacher in Boston, in one of the Christian schools, and I took the board exam, the first board exam for teachers. And thanks be to God, I passed the test, and I'm a certified teacher from 5 to 9. Just like James Giordano, I'm a teacher for elementary grades. But at that time, my calling to God was very strong. And then my calling to Mayor Menino was the mayor then, and he said that he is inviting math and science teachers, and there is a sign-in bonus for $10,000 because there was a shortage of math science teachers. And that was an opportunity for me. That was good. $10,000, where can you find that? I think you can even walk around the world, you will not be able to find $10,000. You can find pennies and cents, but that was good. And that will make me feel good, and that will make me feel, you know, financially stable, because that was one of my major life goals, to be financially stable, right? Like each one of us. The decision, it was so difficult to make that decision. Seminary, teaching, and then I have $10,000 sign-in bonus. Seminary to study, no paycheck. And I requested the church, I requested my family to pray for me. Because this was a difficult time in my life. And I made the decision to go to seminary and study. And I never regret that decision. So there comes a time in our lives when we have to decide. But in our decision is in all these things that confronts us, are we grounded enough on the word as Jesus did? For the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is the symbol, is the model of how we can resist temptation. Like any other human being, Jesus dwelt among us, became flesh. God sent Jesus to be with us in flesh and blood, to be a human being who was also tempted. But he remained steadfast because Jesus loves God the Father so much. Lent is the season to be able to say, yes, Jesus, yes, Lord, I love you. So I will follow you and I will say no to any temptation. Are we able to do that? When we say we love Jesus, then let us be in the Spirit of God every day. This week, I invite you to do your upper room devotion. There are still upper rooms outside. There are reflection, the Lenten reflection outside. And be in the Spirit. I invite you to pray. And I invite you to just dwell on the verses of the Bible. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. You shall love the Lord your God. You shall not put the Lord your God to test. Men shall not live by bread alone. Jesus was able to say these words because he knew them from heart. He meditated on them day and night. The Bible is so thick. The Bible is so thick. What verses can you focus on? You can talk to me. You can Google. Verse in the Bible about hope. Verse in the Bible about resisting temptation. Verse in the Bible about being sad. Find the verse that can speak to you, because these words are alive. These words are here to give us life. And I hope that during this season of Lent, that will be our focus. Saying no to the devil, to Satan, or to any, because evil can be personal or systemic, or the system in our society that promotes injustice and oppression. And when we are able to say no, that's not fair, no to injustice, no to the temptation, then we are following the law of Christ. Remember Jesus. We look at Jesus, who is the model for us to be able to resist temptation. Thanks be to God.